So welcome to Watch a Mist When You Didn't Exist. I am Corbett, and I am 52.
I'm Lucy, and I'm 22.
And what you missed, Lucy, was Earth Day, which actually happens every year. So you really haven't not missed it. But Earth Day happened, the first Earth Day happened in 1970. Technically, 1 year before I was born. So technically, it's before I even existed. But,
ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a caveat on this one just because I really didn't run into Earth Day until probably the late 80s when it was like trendier. Because by then, it had gone from the hippies celebrating it to the yuppies celebrating it. So,
okay. And who are the hippies and the yuppies?
Well, the hippies were like trying to save the planet and the yuppies were trying to, you know, cash in on the planet dying. So
okay. Sounds good.
Well, like any great celebration, it happened because of a terrible, terrible disaster. So a little background on Earth Day. There was a oil spill off of California. There was an oil rig off the coast of California. I want to say it wasn't Los Angeles. It was Santa Barbara. There was a Santa Barbara oil spill, and it was a big, like, 3 million gallons of oil pumped into the ocean, or...
Oh, that's a lot.
I mean, that's a pretty good bit. It's noticeable. And when you do that, it tends to really screw things up. Now, up to this point, most people, like, the hippie movement had a lot of people that were saying, like, you know, a bunch of bogus stuff, like, oh, the planet's heating up, we're all gonna die, we gotta take care of the Earth. And really, come on, it's a bunch of hooey. So then this oil spill happens and the nation turned its eye to, holy crap, we could actually kill ourselves if we screw this one up. So maybe we should, I don't know, keep an eye on Earth or something. And Earth Day began about then. I think the first Earth Day celebrated at the White House where Richard Nixon, yeah, that president.
Oh.
Okay. Is planting a tree in honor of Earth Day. And it's the first time I think after that presidents would always kind of do that, like the pardoning the turkey, I guess. Seems like they should do it on Arbor Day, really, planting a tree.
Oh, yeah.
That'd make more sense. But as all planets go in the solar system, I think Earth is probably my favorite one. So I suppose we should celebrate it. I tend to do most of my things on Earth. So I do like it a little bit.
What, you don't like Jupiter? It's got the rings.
It is pretty trendy and very hip.
Oh, wait, Jupiter doesn't have the rings. Saturn does.
Oh man, the school system failed you so hard.
But yeah, yeah, Earth, you know, the one with the green on it.
Yeah, the one where most of the stuff we notice is happening. Occasionally Mars, but not much.
Hey, but we know more about space than we do about our own ocean, so what does that say about Earth?
That is
really
very good point. And that was the general gist of Earth Day. It was like, hey, we need to really focus on taking care of this place because, you know, we live here. I would say that basically they solved all the problems. We never had another oil spill, and the Earth is perfectly safe now.
Yeah, definitely. We're safe, protected.
They put an effort out, and it's there. I think the first time I ran into it, when I was in California, I was at the University of Berkeley. They had an Earth Day celebration, and it was like a big park full of people doing weird hemp-related things.
Mm.
You know, they were making stuff out of woven hemp or repurposing paper, like make either show you how to make your own paper, that show you how to drink your own urine or something. I don't know, just all this stuff. And it was neat and crafty and things like that. But at the same time, I was, as a Gen X raised by Boomer / Golden Era, really, as being raised by that, I was getting kind of annoyed with the whole recycling bit that was starting to come around. Just because we were recycling before. Mostly as a kid, you would go collect soda bottles all the time. You were always like, oh, it's a soda bottle. That's like 5 cents. And if you could get like six of them or something, I think you'd have another soda. It's like getting a free drink. Well, I mean, as a kid, it's like, that's magic. Yeah, they would take the bottles and they would go recycle them and put soda back in, and you'd get another one back eventually. And we switched over to aluminum cans. First, we went to this sort of light bulb shaped bottle. Nobody remembers those really, but they were wider. Like, I know you've seen the ones out of Mexico, the sugar-based sugar cane.
Yeah, but those look like soda regular bottles.
Those are regular Coke bottles. In the 80s, they started doing this sort of light bulb shape. It was like a big bulbous round shape with sort of a styrofoam wrapping paper that went on it.
Weird.
Okay. Yeah. And they were not recyclable, or not always recyclable. I think they were only recyclable in certain states. You would always just scratch away the styrofoam wrapping paper, because that was my own personal nervous tick. But I've seen a lot of people do it, so I'm going to go with everybody does it. Then they really went hard into cans, because aluminum cans were the thing. Like, aluminum is recyclable. We can take those cans, mash them back down, reform them as new cans, put them back out there. That's good, but it took like, I don't know, 100 cans to get any value out of it. So like, you, with the glass bottles, you literally went with as many as a little kid could carry in an armful of glass bottles, and you would have a soda. Whereas it would take probably two full-grown men with trash bags full of aluminum cans to get maybe one soda in the value.
Oh, interesting.
So as far as like your desire to want to do that, not very strong.
Okay.
And the recycling process, you had to remanufacture the aluminum to make the can again. So you essentially go through the manufacturing process again, whereas the rebottles, they would just clean them and fill them back up. That was like all there was to it. So there was no like remaking it. I think they did slag some after, if they were broken enough. But yeah, they usually just refilled them, put them back out. I don't know how healthy that is, but basically they would clean them. It wasn't like they would just fill them up with dirt and, you know, bugs or whatever. Anyway, so recycling was kind of around and in place. You know, the milkman would bring you a glass bottle. You would leave those glass bottles out, and they would bring you back, you know, full things of milk and glass bottles, and they would pick it up. They switched to the plastic jugs, and you would just throw those away, even though the plastic is supposed to be recyclable, but not really, because you find out that not all plastic is recyclable, and that gets all complicated. So I don't know how much love the corporate world has for the earth, as much as sounding like they have love for the earth.
Yeah.
It's just years of getting beaten down and being told, you should recycle and do better. Like, well, I think we need to reverse a little bit. But it's hard to get the whole world to turn back around at this point.
Yeah, it's true. We're kind of chugging along.
Yeah, well, we're doing great.
I didn't say we were going in a good direction. I just said we were going somewhere.
Yeah, I know. Well, definitely we're always going somewhere.
Exactly. Oh, when did plastic bottles become a thing?
Plastic, like soda bottles?
Yeah.
I wanna say, I remember seeing them up here, maybe the early 90s.
Okay, so it was really mostly like cans before then.
Yeah, you'd always just get a can. I think they had those glass bottles, the ones that are like light bulbs.
Uh-huh.
They were shorter, fatter, wider. They had those for a while. That was the 16-ounce container.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 12-ounce container was always the soda can.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, when bottles switch. Sorry to Google something right now, but...
I'm sorry.
And they said 1973. I don't remember seeing any until probably 90s or late 80s at the best.
Yeah, but you grew up in the boonies.
I grew up in the boonies. And this is not recycling is terrible and everything is bad. Like, well, I think there's certain things that were done a certain way because it was easier for a company to do it that way than it was for people. And if you could motivate people the way they did before, there'd be recycling done all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just true. It's just like, oh, you pick up six bottles and you get a free soda? Pff, I'm picking up six bottles. You go pick up 400 cans and you might get enough to buy a can? Like, that doesn't sound worth it to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that just kind of goes with the economy. You make something viable as a cost-effective thing, and they will jump on making it happen.
Yeah, that's kind of the sad thing, is plastic is really cheap to make, and glass is a lot, especially because wouldn't they have to go through, like, a glass blowing process still to make all those glass bottles?
To make it from scratch, yes. But glass is also made from sand. I don't know if you know this. There's a lot of sand. A lot.
Well, if the ocean is rising, then we don't have a lot of sand. It's all being buried by water.
Hence, at the bottom of the ocean, there's still a lot of sand. My point... there's a lot of sand.
That's true.
I think there's a comedian who did a bit. I really irk myself because, like, when I was a kid, I don't remember having paper towels. It wasn't until probably the 80s or so when paper towels were, oh, you get a paper towel and you just throw it away. You know, before that, mm-hmm. you would just have a cloth and wipe and then rinse the cloth and set it on the sink and it would be fine.
Oh, that one rag that's used for everything.
Well, but you'd wash it at the end of the day. You know, it's not like it's... But it's a thing where you only need the rag. You only had to reuse it once. Mm-hmm. And somehow now we've gotten a society where it's easier to have this paper towel roll that you just throw away. And I do this a ton. I guarantee you I have paper plates and plastic silverware or plasticware and mm-hmm. plastic cups because it's way easier. And this is the stupid part that this comedian's skit was. It's way easier for me to have a company go out, chop down a rainforest, drag it back to a manufacturing plant, grind it into dust, turn it into plastic, process it into spoons, package that up, ship it out to a different company, send it to distribution, drop it off at a grocery store, have me come by and buy it so that I can have a fork to eat one thing of cereal and throw it away than it is to wash a spoon. And yeah, we've kind of screwed up somewhere. We've gone with the convenience of what we think is convenient with the thing that just makes good sense. So I'll plead guilty to the part that, yeah, I'm a big proponent of, like, oh, it's so much easier. Just take the spoon and I can throw it away. And it is really convenient when you're, like, traveling, or my wife brings a bowl of yogurt into work every day and she'll eat the bowl and then throw it away. Paper bowl with plastic spoon.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be really inconvenient to have a whole bowl with a silverware piece in it that you have to keep all day with old yogurt sitting in the bottom in your car. That's going to smell great.
Yep. Delicious.
Yeah. So I can definitely plead guilty, but ultimately my generation got it together. We made Earth Day happen, and now the Earth is fine and everybody's good.
Yep.
Or we could hear from the next generation. What does Earth Day mean for you, Lucy?
Well, okay. I think especially since I'm going to be a teacher, I think trying to encourage Earth Day is trying to make sure that, I mean, obviously we're trying to save the Earth, and you can see that with everyone going electric and people trying to reduce their waste and reduce their energy. I think composting has become super, super big and trendy again. People are trying to grow their own gardens, but I think people do enjoy the ease of stuff. I know I didn't start recycling till I really came to college, but it's just nice to have the recycling bin because you get all these Amazon boxes, and as a college student, many a party have lots of cans and things that I need to just recycle so it doesn't take up as much space in my trash. So
really?
That's
kind of... You have a lot of soda cans just sitting around after a party at a college?
Yeah, soda cans. Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Definitely nothing else at all. I will say the one thing that's inconvenient, though, is Laramie doesn't recycle glass, which
really
kind of sucks. Yeah. It's like an only Colorado thing, apparently, or you have to go and do it yourself to specifically recycle it. But I can't put my glass bottles into the recycling bin. Those have to be trashed, which is weird. Yeah. So glass is not recyclable. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. So I mostly do cans, and McDonald's has all of their packaging recyclable, which is surprising. Mm-hmm. So,
well,
like,
they were the bad ones
there
back in the day. Oh, they had the styrofoam package containers that, like the old Big Mac, and they were the first ones people would go after for recycling wise.
Oh.
Because they were designed to, styrofoam would keep in heat better,
mm-hmm.
and it keeps your burger warm longer. And that's great. In fact, they even had one, what was it, the McBLT or the Mc, I mean, not to advertise for McDonald's here, but they had a thing, what was that thing called? I think it was the McBLT. You would get two containers that were connected in the middle, and one container was the bottom bun and the burger, and the other container was the top bun and like the lettuce and stuff.
Oh,
and
so it didn't wilt.
Yeah, you see it have a nice cold side and a hot side, and they were separated and put into styrofoam. But these things were kind of big. They were very much like the main producers, because everybody was eating McDonald's. So you'd see like, you know, burger containers all over the place. And they're styrofoams. So they weren't really going to dissolve anytime soon.
Yeah.
So little experience there that now they went out of their way to make sure they have these biodegradable containers that don't hold in heat at all.
Yeah, but they recycle now. That's a fun little thing. But now other fast food chains don't have their stuff recyclable, which I think is kind of funny. Actually, there is a local grocery store that we have, and they will essentially recycle your milk containers because they're the classic milk jugs in the glass jugs.
Oh, okay.
And so you'll go and get it.
Like the milk companies that do that. That's good.
Yeah, but you don't get a milkman to come. You have to bring your container back to the store, and then you'll get your milk at a discounted rate. It's not like they just refill it for you, but you have like the renting fee for the bottle, I guess, which is like $2. And then you spend like another $2 to get a new jug of milk. But yeah, that's only for normal milk drinkers. So I don't get that milk.
Yeah, you're kind of out on that one. Sorry.
Yeah.
But still, it's nice that there's still people doing that, that they kind of handle it that way.
Yeah.
This isn't people better get recycling, but it's like, you know, there's some things you could probably try to do that would be better for the planet, I would think, in the long run. And will I see that change in the world? Probably not. And I doubt even you will. Sorry, Lucy.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, you know, kids, grandkids, and further down the road, they'll go, hey, you know, this world's still here. Thanks for not totally trashing it.
Yeah, we're slowly evolving into the Wall-E society, so we're just waiting for that impending doom to happen, I guess.
Yeah, well, easy is so easy, and convenient is hard to beat. I will say there has been a lot more oil spills since 1970.
Oh, so many. It's so bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they're not even trying. Yeah, I would think like, okay, so the regulations would go in place, and this would be a lot safer, and it turns out, not so much,
yeah.
if at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not so great.
Oh, actually, thrifting is also another good kind of clothes recycling thing that I didn't really think about.
Oh, yeah.
Because was thrifting a thing, I don't know, in the 70s and 80s? Was that a thing? Would you thrift?
Going to a thrift shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was called normal shopping.
Oh. How is that normal shopping?
Because not everybody's like living the high life of go buy 10 new pairs of clothes or whatever. You go get what you can afford and get by.
I thought that was just hand-me-downs.
No, you have hand-me-downs. Big family. Or a neighborhood kid. I mean, there were thrift shops though. Yes.
Oh.
There were thrift shops. It's just that it's now popular.
Yeah, it's
and I
trendy.
Think that's a good thing by, you know, making it popular to want to do the thing. And that's like my whole point about the glass bottle recycling. If you motivate people to want to do it, they'll do it real fast. So fast. It's crazy. But if you make it less interesting or less trendy, yeah, probably. I mean, it might happen. I don't know.
So new goal. Let's make milk bottles trendy again. And we'll bring the milkman back into production.
That's a little weird because ultimately there was always the stigma of the milkman making a lot of wives happy in America. And well, that's a different story.
We can make men feel more secure with the milkman. We can get milk women into society.
I don't know if that makes it better, but I do appreciate. I can say this, farm fresh milk is delicious. So I am all on board with that. Farm fresh everything is delicious. So
true. And better for you.
Yeah, this isn't organic is great or whatever. No, just fresh. I mean, if you can get it straight from the cow, it's probably even five times better.
Ew, warm milk? Gross.
Well, you chill it.
Well, then it's not still fresh from the cow.
Okay, it's fairly fresh. It's generally better. It's better for the way things work. It's better for the farmer. I think maybe it's just a matter of everybody crowding too much in cities, so they have to have this convenience set up.
Yeah,
and if everybody probably was spread out and just like you had a sort of a farm system in the area, because like going to farmers markets, I think everybody likes going to those, and those are always farm fresh stuff because people are making it.
That's true.
Like you said, the independent gardeners and stuff are happening all on their own. And I know I run into people all the time with like literal neighborhoods worth of food in the backyard that they could just grow at will.
Because
there's lots of people that are hobbying it out and they're really good at it. I mean, as good as a professional. So if you had like one person in a neighborhood that had a 5-acre run and just fed the neighborhood, it'd be so awesome.
True. That would be cool.
It would. But that's a whole different look at the world too, and I doubt that'll be popular anytime soon.
Yeah.
So enjoy your burgers and your plastic bottles and
the convenience that you guys brought on.
Hey. We made it convenient for you. You're welcome. Now let's all move to Mars and start fresh.
Let's just go to the alternate universe. I think that would be the better way to go.
I will say this. This is not a thing where, like, oh, we'll just wash it all away and start over. Like, you, at that point, nuke the planet. You might as well. But
yeah,
everybody's got to get back together and kind of remember, like, okay, there's some things that are convenient, and how can we make these convenient and good without messing things up or making it worse?
Yeah,
and that's always the trick. So I leave that to you, Lucy. Figure that out.
Thanks. I'll work.
Should
on
take
it.
You just a few minutes.
I'll consider evolution into part of that equation, and we'll be great.
Anyway, so this has been What You've Missed When You Didn't Exist, and what you missed apparently was recycling, but for the most part, Earth Day as a thing. So remember Earth Day.
Go Earth.
Go Earth. You're number one. Kind of the only one.
But hey, she doesn't have to know that. Come on. Give her some credit.
Yeah.
Mother Earth taking us on.
One trip around the sun at a time.
Yeah.
Anyway, until next time. See you later.
Bye.